following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents. Music, food, fun, travel. Let the good times roll. It was so cool on Wednesday night. Shamika Copeland did Let the Good Times Roll for us on the boardwalk. You saw all the social media with that, you know, that we use all the time, Let the Good Times Roll. And she did the song, and it was great. She was so fantastic. It's just been unbelievably rewarding, amazingly great, everything. Last week, Jersey Gumbo was so much fun. The gumbo was great. The music was great. We're going to have Chef King Gumbo 2026, the great executive chef at the Inn at historic Inn at Smithville, Phil Gormley. He's going to be on the show talking about that. Oh, that seafood gumbo. I'm telling you, man, the lobster gumbo based on the lobster bisque. You know, we had Wanda Joseph from New Orleans as one of the judges. He's the bass player in Soul Project New Orleans, who was also great. And she came up with such a great line about Phil's gumbo. She said, you know, it's not really what we consider to be gumbo, but it's so damn good, I got to vote for it. You know, everybody in New Orleans, it's kind of like lasagna at Christmas. Everybody has their lasagna. Everybody has their gumbo in New Orleans. It was a beautiful time. Soul Project New Orleans is such a great band. Dead Reckoning has been here with us twice this week. Last night on the beach in Summers Point. Great job. Really phenomenal set. Late. They did the late set at Jersey Gumbo around 8, 9, 10 o'clock, really. Charlie Weigo, he brought in a super, super band that night. Monday night, sometimes you can get all the greatest players because people have Monday nights off. And that was really, really cool. Speaking of Monday nights, remember, I went through a lot of trouble, believe me, to do Monday nights in August on the boardwalk. And we're doing them. We're doing them starting the 3rd of August with no less than the great Gary U.S. Bonds. I was with John Cafferty, of course, last night. He did a great job on the beach. And he was saying, you know, Gary U.S. Bonds is probably playing with Springsteen tonight and a little Stevie Van Zandt I think in a big thing they're doing in up around Freehold, which I think is Bruce's hometown, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, we've got so much of our own stuff to do. John Cafferty was incredible last night. You know, just a really superb show. Beautiful night. You know, it wasn't too hazy or foul, but, you know, it certainly just turned out to be temperate and great. And we cannot say enough great things about John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. He did his new stuff. You should get that album. Springsteen told him, you need to go into the studio and do an album, because he hadn't done a new album in a lot of years. A lot of people encouraged him, and he did it before Tunes passed. You know, the saddest thing about last night was that Tunes, Michael Tunes and Tunes, the only real rock star in Eddie and the Cruisers, has passed, you know, and he wasn't with us. But he has the album called Sound of Waves, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, and Tunes is on it. And he did two of those songs last night, and they are fabulous. Just as great as the four songs from Wild Summer Nights, you know, and all of the Eddie and the Cruisers stuff, Tender Years, but also the stuff he did with for Rocky and a lot of other movies. Just a tremendously in demand and ultimately respected rock star. We had them all to ourselves, us and 1,200 people or so on the beach in Summers Point last night. That keeps rolling on Friday nights. We're in the middle now of 5 headline concerts, 5 international headliners for free. Last night, of course, was the great John Cafferty and Beaver Brown. Next Wednesday and Friday, Wednesday in Atlantic City at Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk, Friday at the Summers Point Beach, we have a New Orleans show with one of the most famous bass players and the guy who founded, along with Art Neville, the Meters, the original Meters in New Orleans. And he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's in the Grammy Awards, Lifetime Achievement Annals. George Porter Jr., King George Porter Jr., they made him the king of the New Orleans Jazz Festival. He is royalty. And we've lost so many of them, Art Neville and Dr. John, and you know, so many we've lost down there in New Orleans as well, and Alan Toussaint, and we're going to pay tribute to all of them in this show. The show I put together, expensive show, 2 headliners. You should at least get your butts over there Wednesday night, up the escalator at Mississippi Avenue, park for $10. Friday night at the top outdoor concert series in the country. For the last 4 years, we've been 1 or 2 in the USA Today top 10 readers poll, the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. Magical and unique. And all of our crew, what a tremendous crew of volunteers we have. Last night was just fantastic. And on we roll. We're going to have John Papa Grow on the show. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. A very, very popular, well-known New Orleans artist who had one of the hottest bands in New Orleans a few years ago, Papa Grow's Funk. And then also, of course, George Porter is headlining that show next Wednesday and Friday, the 22nd and the 24th. And that is George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, who also are one of the hottest bands in the city of New Orleans. These are 2 of the very best, and they're going to be together in 1 free New Orleans funk celebration Wednesday and Friday. Trust me when I tell you, it's a $50 to $100 ticket anywhere. They fly George Porter to California and Colorado regularly. They fly him to Tokyo, okay, and Singapore. And he'll be right here hanging out with us on the boardwalk and the beach. So please come and join us. And the Monday nights, as I mentioned, start with the, 7 decades Gary U.S. Bonds. And also from the Spin Doctors, Anthony Crizon. He's a great guitar player and played several albums with the Spin Doctors. He's bringing his band. So that's a double down on the first Monday night concert on the boardwalk. Remember, starting in August, we're doing Mondays and Wednesdays. And in Summers Point, you'll see the great George Porter and John Grow, who we're going to interview at the end of the show today, and also Mitch Ryder. And everybody was excited talking about Mitch Ryder on the following week, the 29th and the 31st. The Tony Mart All-Stars, we're going to do Tony Mart Classics. We're going to do Jersey Shore Classics. We're going to do a little Bob Dylan and the Band, because it was the band that left Tony Martz, creating the need for my father to book Mitch Ryder. It's just July is the fabulous time to celebrate. No better place in the world than to be at the Jersey Shore, rocking and rolling with us. And by the way, the Weaklings, who are all rock stars from Styx, ELO, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, just Max Weinberg's Jukebox, all rock stars. The Weaklings will be on the beach on the 7th. And on the 5th, Wednesday, the only guy I know, and I don't, because I don't know the Aerosmith guys, but the only guy I know that had a ride named after him or provided the music to a ride at Disney World. Aerosmith, of course, had the Rock and Roller Coaster, but Terrence Simeon has the Princess and the Frog, which is where the old Splash Mountain used to be in the Magic Kingdom. That's Terrence's song, the two-time Grammy Award-winning Terrence Simeon, again, free. A show that you would pay 40, 50, 60, 70 bucks to see free on the boardwalk on the 5th. Well, I want to tell you how happy and proud I am that such a great chef prevailed and became the Chef King Gumbo 2026. One of my favorite guys, just runs one of the best restaurants in New Jersey. Phil Gormley, the executive chef at the historic Inn of Smithville. Congratulations, Phil.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. It was so much fun, and it was a thrill to compete and to actually gain the crown over such prestigious chefs.
Yes. Yes. You are having it handed off to you by our friend over at the Atlantic City Convention Center, right, who is the reigning in 2025 from the Chefs Association. You're in very, very good company there, man. And Gregory's won the People's Choice, and that gumbo was great, too.
So, Yeah, it's an honor to win the crown off Chef Larry Alexander, who wasn't there this year.
Right. That's who was not able to make it because of problems in his family. But Chef Dave Goldstein, a great, great, not only is he a great chef and the guy who runs the Chefs Association for the American, what is it, the American Culinary Federation? Is that right, Chef?
Yeah, the ACF.
The ACF. Chef David Goldstein came and competed, and we're grateful to him. This is a guy that has served over 1 million free meals with his association. And boy, we have so much respect for him. But let's talk about the gumbo. It really tasted more, Phil, like a seafood gumbo than a lobster bisque this year.
Well, we use the shells that we have. So Friday night, we do a lobster night. So often we have 20, 30 lobsters left over. So we'll take the shells, reserve the meat, and make a stock. And, you know, we always have lobster stock in the house to make soups and whatnot. So last year, you know, I thought it would be a good idea to take the stock and, turn it into a lobster gumbo. Because all good soups start off with a great stock, especially if you're using it from scratch. And, you know, I'd hate to see all those ingredients go to waste. We like to utilize our scraps for meat, everything here at the restaurant.
Right.
To be more seafood forward, too, I obviously added more than just lobster, although there were gobs of it. But I added claw crab meat, bay scallops, and baby shrimp as well. To complement, and then with the Holy Trinity and the Pope, garlic, peppers, onions, and celery, and I added a touch of corn, Jersey corn,
yes,
to complement the sweetness.
That was a nice touch for a little extra sweetness and texture. I noticed that. Very strong, yes.
Thank you. I did get a little flack from some of the foodies that were there that are purists on gumbo and said that the corn is the only thing that they would have left out. And some people didn't like the breadcrumbs either, but some people did really enjoy the breadcrumbs. I call them Cajun crumbs, but it's more of like a cheese and butter breadcrumb with Paul Perdome's Cajun seasoning in there.
It was fine. I know there were a couple people crying about that. You're always going to have them cry, Phil. You know that. Everybody
it's good to learn the right way and to have criticism and constructive criticism. And maybe next year I'll do something a little more traditional.
We're looking forward to your reign. I'll tell you something. While you're talking, I'm thinking I want to set up a party for some of my Tony Mart people and have you make that gumbo for us some night. We'll come out there and do a little prefix dinner and because that I didn't get to have enough of it. I think I only got one or two tastes. It was so great. I mean, this year, like I said, last year it was more like a lobster bisque with gumbo traits. This year it was a seafood gumbo with lobster dominant. You know, this year's was better to me, although I love lobster bisque. And last year was like a luscious lobster bisque. What a great, great job. You are really one of the preeminent chefs, and we are so proud that you're going to be our, Tony Mart King, Chef King Gumbo in 2026. Let's talk about that incredible menu out there. The seafood dish, Phil, let's talk about that for a minute that you're making. You know the one I love, right?
Well, right now we have the frutta di mare, as we were talking about the last time. And you like the seafood portofino as well. We'll probably bring that back in the wintertime. But, you know, it's a complement of seafood, scallops, mussels, clams, calamari. We put in this one shrimp and crab meat. We use jumbo lump crab. Garlic and basil, fresh herbs, and linguine, and always a piece of garlic bread toasted to order. And you could choose red or white sauce for that particular dish. I also have Calabrian chilies in the house, so if you wanted to make it spicy, which is my favorite way. I love Calabrian chilies on anything, really.
Right. Now, so the interesting thing that you're talking about there with the the frutta di mare, for people who don't know, it means the fruit of the sea. That's how they say seafood in southern Italy and all over in Italy, frutta di mare. But I like the portofino better. And what is it about the portofino, which you're going to have in the winter, that distinguishes it from the frutta di mare?
So we use a seafood stock. We deglaze with sherry. There's garlic. There's lots of lemon juice and fresh lemon zest in there. And some cream, fresh herbs as well, thyme. And, that's pretty much it.
But and that's white. That's always white.
Yeah.
Right. That's bianco, as we say in Italian. That is really, people, listen to what I'm telling you. One of the most interesting and delicious. You want to go out for a great dinner. You want dishes that are unique and fantastic. At Smithville, you get it all. You get the great service, the beautiful ambiance and atmosphere, the Coppola family. This guy, Chef Gormley, is the executive chef, but he has a tremendous team. But you also get that dish, that seafood portofino. Wow. I'm telling you, it's just something that you do, balancing the lemon and the cream and making it into a white sauce. It's as good as anything I've had in Italy, and I've traveled in Italy extensively. Tell me something, what else you got on that menu to tantalize people for the summertime?
Well, obviously, so whenever I speak to people and I tell them I work at Smithville, they always mention the pot pie, that we can't, I'd be remiss not to mention that. We have two dedicated individuals who do quite a bit in the restaurant, but Elodie and Noel, and they always take care of the pot pie. And so that helps with the consistency. They've been here a long time, and that we make the fresh dumplings. We make the pie dough from scratch. All the chicken is made every day. And the velouté we make in-house as well. So it's from top to bottom from scratch. And that's why we're renowned for it by the people. So, you know, thank you for...
The velouté, again, I like to let people who don't cook and are not classically trained in cuisine. The velouté is real old-fashioned French-style chicken gravy. And that's what makes it, man. You know, what else you got for us to talk about before we get to dessert?
So we have a stuffed pork chop with aged white cheddar, apples, and bacon. It's a honey bourbon glaze and sweet potato mash that's been roasted to preserve the flavors of the potato. And then filet mignon Oscar, which is a staple on a lot of menus, but we seem to be popular for it. 8-ounce filet bernaise with the tarragon and jumbo lump crab and the asparagus. And chicken Milanese we put back on the menu because everybody had loved it, and they were asking me to put it back. So, but we do a little twist on it. We'll do a tomato jam, which we reduce, we'll do tomato concasse and take the seeds out, reduce that with a touch of cinnamon, nutmeg, and sugar, brown sugar, white sugar, and we just reduce it, make a jam out of it, and we'll just spread that on the chicken, give it a touch of sweetness to go with the bitterness of the arugula.
That's really interesting. That sounds good. That pork chop, by the way, is one of the best you'll get anywhere, anytime. Anything else special for the summer, Phil?
So we have a baked seafood duet. So we'll have two, there's 6-8 shrimps. They're massive, stuffed with crab imperial.
Beautiful.
Broiled flounder with julienne vegetables. We do a seafood cream sauce that's close to the sauce that we were using for the Portofino. It doesn't have the sherry, but it's got the lemon and cream in it. And that's a good one. So if you got a hankering for that particular sauce, the seafood duet would do it for you.
You can always have the sherry at the table, like scrapper soup. Oh, sorry, that's an insult. I apologize.
That's fine. Another thing that people really seem to enjoy, I put shrimp pot stickers on the menu. I didn't know how they would go, but people absolutely love it. I have an onion chili crisp, and we make a jicama slaw. I have a lime honey dressing that we toss the jicama slaw in, and people really like that as well. We'll steam the dumplings and then pan sear them so they're crispy and soft at the same time. The little duality of textures there.
What do you call that dish, Phil?
It's shrimp pot stickers.
Shrimp pasta?
Pot stickers, like dumplings.
Oh, pot stickers.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that sounds good. You know, Phil, I think I got to come up there about 4 or 5 times.
That's fine. You're always welcome. We always have a table for you, Carmen.
Well, these dishes are going to be available into early September, right?
Yeah. We usually change the menu about September. Before we get into the Oktoberfest, Italian Fest, we start to fest here.
Right.
It's a little crazy.
Yes. All right. Well, Phil, how about the dessert? We know the apple phyllo with the ice cream and the apples and cinnamon. That's your signature. That's one of the best hot desserts with ice cream out there. And then Nancy loves the bomb, right?
Bomb's great, yeah.
Tell us about the bomb.
So it's chocolate ganache, and it's layered with different chocolate and peanut butter layers. It's also gluten-free, so if anyone has celiac disease, it's helpful as well. But it's definitely indulgent. It's a very popular one. I know you had also mentioned a couple times before is the limoncello mascarpone cake. That's a lighter dessert, so if you're not trying to, feel gluttonous afterwards, that will be the one to try. And then we also have cheesecakes that we get from Dancing Moon Bakery. It's one of the manager, Russell's sister, and she provides us with cheesecakes. And she'll do, right now we have a blueberry one, but she'll do eggnog cheesecake, to go with the theme in December, and Irish, so Irish cream, She'll do different ones.
That sounds great. All right. I'm out of time. I'm over time. I'm coming to eat. I'll call you. But right now I'm too busy to come out there and enjoy it. But I will get there. Everybody, very reasonable for what you get. The level of service, the level of cuisine, the ambiance. And, you know, if somebody in the party gets the chicken pot pie, you can all have dinner the next day with what's left over. thank you so much, Phil. We love you. Give our best to Tony and the family, the Coppola family, and we'll talk to you soon. Our 2026 Gumbo, King Chef Gumbo, Phil Gormley. Thank you, Phil. Thanks for having
me. My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Of course, I want to thank Circle Liquor Store, as I always do. They are just, there's so many reasons to support Circle Liquor Store. Over 80 years of service to the community, you know, and they deliver in Summers Point and Linwood, I think Ocean City they deliver. Tremendous store hours, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., huge selection of everything. The wines, you want to talk to the wine master, our good friend at Circle Liquor Store, Chester Malloy, brilliant and so knowledgeable and so many great deals. Right now, he's got that Nichols Cabernet. If you want to have a Cabernet Sauvignon with all Cabernet grapes grown in the Napa Valley, a Napa Cabernet, it's a $50, $60, $70 bottle retail, not in the restaurant. The restaurant is going to be more. He's got it for $30 over there. Nichols Cabernet Sauvignon from the Napa Valley. He's got so many great deals. If you want to indulge in those French wines, the Sauvignon Blancs, the white Burgundies, I love all that. The Pinot Grigios from up in the Alps, I love all of that. But also, of course, the California wines, incredible deals he's got on different California wines, but the European wines as well. And of course, they have over 200 bourbons, a full aisle of tequila. I mean, all the cocktails in a can. Cold Prosecco, Belcus, Dal is excellent. You know, there are just so many great things at the Circle Liquor Store. And more importantly, too, is they do so much for the community. They support the community. And when I say the community, I mean the community of South Jersey, Cape May, Atlantic County. They are just one of the great institutions. Like my father used to say about Tony Martz, we're not just a nightclub, we're an institution. And I guess he is. I want to certainly mention that. So many, many great Julys at Tony Martz. In the afternoon, we would have the birthday parties, and Dad would get the cakes from that famous, there was a famous bakery, Swedish bakery. I can't think of the name of it, where they made killer cakes, killer rum cakes. Now we have to go to Philly. We're going to bring some down. That reminds me, everyone is invited to our 70th. Nancy and I do everything together, and we're turning 70 together. She is already 70. I'm going to be 70 on Friday night. But the party is going to be Thursday night in between the two big New Orleans Funk Celebration concerts. You all are invited to the concert party. It's free at Josie Kelly's, 7 o'clock. Okay? If you would like to come, please come and see Billy Walton, Danny Iyer, old school Jimmy Glenn, Sharon Sharon Garland, Tony Teschner, Walt Sapsai, one of the great bassists, because Mega is away. But we're going to have a hell of a party. The music is going to go from at least 7 to 10 with Billy and Danny and everybody. So you're all welcome to come. It's a free party. Josie Kelly's and Tony Mart Presents are giving it to everyone, because we don't have enough parties and concerts this year. We had to have another one. But you only turn 70 once. And quite honestly, with Billy Walton playing there every Thursday night with Tony Teschner, this was the easiest thing for me to do. Hey, Billy, let's have a party. And then call our good friends over there, which, by the way, Josie Kelly's is really hitting. I mean, it is a happening place. Everybody loves it with the soccer thing. You know, they're right in the groove. Beautiful, beautiful people, young people, older people, tourists, locals. A really great season they're having at Josie Kelly's. And, of course, Kathleen and Dermot said, yeah, we would be happy to have your birthday party. So here we are, next Thursday the 23rd. But before we get there, we will be on the boardwalk in Atlantic City at Kennedy Plaza with what I'm calling the New Orleans Funk Celebration. And on Friday night, and the long-term weather forecast looks fabulous for Friday night in Summers Point, we'll have that show. And we're bringing them up because I want people to understand that part of what we do is support the great artists. And we have two of the greatest artists performing in New Orleans at the Jazz Fest, all over the world, bringing the sound of New Orleans music. And we're bringing them up for two nights. That's why if somebody says, well, why do you have them on Wednesday and Friday? Because we support the great George Porter Jr. and the running partners, and we support the great great guy that you're about to hear from, John Papa Groves, and he's bringing a funk tribute. And I decided, when I heard about that funk tribute, John, I said, I want that with George Porter, and we got it, man. Welcome to the show, John Papa Groves.
How you doing, Carmen? Happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. So,
I'm hoping the weather's a lot cooler up there on the shore, because it is brutal down here in New Orleans right now.
it's actually quite cool and a little rainy today, but it's supposed to break. I know one thing. Friday night will be gorgeous. They're already saying 80 for the high on Friday. So people will need sweaters and stuff. That's how great it'll be Friday night, the 24th of July, which is actually my birthday. But Wednesday night, if there is any issue with thunderstorms or any kind of real threat, we will go into the Claridge Hotel to the beautiful, beautiful Celebrity Theater. I did Devin Allman there the last 2 years, and it was really fantastic. So that's the plan on Wednesday, but hopefully we'll get it in on the boardwalk, because that's great too. You're on.
Well, if you make a rain plan, then you always know that it won't rain because you're prepared. So that's the right way to go about it.
We know you're on tour in support of this fabulous new album. I love it. Tell us about it. The Giants.
Yeah, so my record, newest record, is called Giants. It's my tribute to some of the heroes, some of my biggest influences that kind of make up my musical DNA. And coming from New Orleans, you know, it's Dr. John, Allen Toussaint, the Meters. And then, you know, what I don't really preach a lot about is the other influences. You know, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, so I have all kind of other influences from the Rock Pantheon, and one of the first organ players that I ever heard see live, actually it was live on TV, was what I could get as a kid, but it was Billy Preston, and seeing what he could do with an organ and making it the way he makes it scream, and he gets all the sounds out of it, just really influenced me and steered me to that instrument. And so it's, you know, it was Billy Preston and Rick Wakeman from Yes. And then when I heard the Meters and got into Art Neville and met him, and it's like, there's the organ for me. So I included a song that Billy Preston recorded that George Harrison helped him put together called All That I Got. It was his first single after he played with the Beatles. And it's a pretty unknown track, and it's a great R&B track, and I always thought, man, what would this sound like if Alan Toussaint got a hold of it? So I kind of put Alan Toussaint's spin on a Billy Preston tune. And then we're also paying tribute to the great Levon Helm, who I know you know very well.
Yes, and that's a great song, Hurricane. And you do that so well. That's a real New Orleans sound, man. It's just such a great show you do. I saw you do it at Jazz Fest. People went crazy for it. They loved it so much. I saw you do it at Crawfish Festival. People just love this show, The Giants. And they're going to get to see it at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night and 7 o'clock on Friday night next week, the 22nd and the 24th. Now, let's go back a little bit into your career. You had a band that was tremendously popular for a lot of years in New Orleans called Papa Grows Funk. You are, of course, John Papa Grows. And you had a really fabulous sax player in the front of that band. Tell us about those years. When were they?
I'm going to just step a few years before that real quick, because I spent 7 years with George Porter Jr., who is also on the bill. And, you know, I got my musical degree from Loyola University in French Horn, but my 7 years with George Porter, I say that's where I got my my doctorate from, George Porter Jr. University.
Right.
And George really gave me all the tools and showed me all the ways that if you take New Orleans music seriously, you know, it really can give you a career, can take you all over the world. And it really has. And Papa Grows Funk was, you know, the proof of all those lessons learned spent with George. So Papa Grows Funk, it really didn't start out as a band. It was more of just a jam session on Monday night. And I called the guys up, Junior Amigishi, Mark Pirro, Jason Mingledorf, and at that time, Russell Batiste. And
right.
I was just like, I want to do a jam session. Everything I was doing was so arranged. It was so organized, so sculpted. All really good projects I was working on. But I wanted something that was completely free and uninhibited and more of just an open jam. But I didn't really want to be an open call jam session for musicians just to come sit in. I wanted to be a jam session amongst a core band of musicians that had a lot of respect for each other. And that first night that we played, we didn't have a set list. We barely had any songs to play. We were mostly just playing grooves. And there was something magical about it. And we all, five of us, knew it. And we agreed to do it the next week, and then the next week, and the next week. Not because we were making any money. We're all making $50 each. We're making a penny. But there was so much respect and love and recognition of the power of what the five of us created just on that primal level that it always got us to the next week. And after a year of doing the jam session, let's make a record. Let's write some songs and go in the studio. We did a record. We started doing shows in New York, Denver, and San Francisco. And for whatever reason, they were selling out. And we did the record came out.
You were on the cutting edge of the jam thing. You were really a pioneer of taking the structure of New Orleans music and jamming it out. Of course, you know, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, I didn't realize you were with them 7 years. You know, I know you agree. They were one of the greatest bands in the history of New Orleans, and they're still one of the great bands in the history of New Orleans. But at that time, with you on keyboards and with that horn section, and, of course, we all loved Brent, right? Biloxi, guitar player. He brought a certain slide guitar, southern quality to that. You know, unbelievable experience with the Running Partners, wasn't it?
Well, it's because George Porter Jr. is one of the greatest musicians ever to come out of New Orleans, and probably one of the greatest musicians ever to walk the faces of Earth. And at his age right now, he's still at the top of his game. It's amazing to watch and listen to what he does night after night after night after all these years. He's still inspiring to me. And it's just a treat to be and we get to share that, you know, both of our bands together, up in Jersey next week. It's great.
You have to admit, it was a pretty damn good idea I had.
Yeah, it was. Anytime I get to do anything with George is always a treat. I'll take my time with him for granted at all. He really has given me the world, and I'm forever thankful for that.
Nobody up here should take it for granted either. A lot of people here don't know George Porter as by name recognition, but in New Orleans, he walks on the water. And just try to step back for a minute and think about the fact that they called him King George Porter of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. He's the king of the damn jazz fest, because that's how much we love him, because we lost so many. Alan Toussaint, Dr. John, Art Neville, they're all gone. But George is still here, and you are still here, and together you're going to show these people what it's all about, man.
Well, that's what we do. We live New Orleans culture, and we play music, New Orleans music, and you know, our job is to bring it to the world and share it with others, and so that's what we get to do. And when we get to do it together, just even more special.
Yeah, man, and I'll tell you something. You have a great, great band, great performers. Is Russ coming up and playing?
Russ will be there. Russ Broussard will be on the drums, Alex Malay on the guitar, the horns, Ian Bowman and Michael Christie, Tucker Gobble will be on bass. We're going to have it all.
Two horns, that's a strong thing. But Russ, when I say Russ, you know, he's our dear friend. Sometimes we call him Mr. Cowsill. Russ Broussard is Susan Cowsill's husband, and he's really sweet. Great guy, really good-looking guy. The women love Russ. But all of that aside, as I said to Susan the last time I was with her, I said, you know, man, we love Russ. He's our little Russ. We all love him and hug him and kiss him like you do. But, man, he is a badass drummer, I'm telling you. A great drummer. I don't know if I was allowed to just say that on the radio, but I did. He is
He's special. He's very unique. The thing about Russ Broussard is he grew up in Opelousas, Louisiana, which is, you know, about 20 miles north of Lafayette in Cajun country. So he has this whole Zydeco traditional Cajun background. Of course, he grew up the same time as I did with 70s, 80s rock and roll, you know, Beatles, Stones, Hendrix, all that kind of stuff. But his love for New Orleans music is just as paramount. And so he's been in New Orleans, I guess, 40-some-odd years by now. He loves Zigaboo and the Meters. And so he's one of the few guys, he might be the only guy that has such a grasp of the New Orleans second line and also the Lafayette Zydeco together. Mm. And so it really gives him a unique perspective and a sound that he sounds like no other drummer in the world. He really does.
That's really interesting, you know, and that's kind of what I was getting at. Thank you for articulating it so well. He is truly a tremendous talent, a world-class drummer. And that's interesting the way you talk about the juxtaposition of the New Orleans Creole funk and second line and the syncopation that made New Orleans the city that gave the world American music. And then the roots out there in Cajun country. Of course, he's a Broussard. There's only a million of them out in Cajun country, right? So,
And then the other neat thing about Russ, this is one of his accolades he just achieved, this year, is he was on the Clifton Chenier tribute album that won a Grammy, and he played on the track with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Wow. That's great, man. I didn't realize
He's got a Grammy under his belt.
Right? A Grammy Award? That's great, man.
Announcing like that. That's exactly right.
thank you for sharing that.
Clifton Chenier track. Which one? Do you remember which track it was?
Oh, I don't. I don't know which one.
Don't worry. It's easy. Anybody with a phone can find it in 10 seconds nowadays. That was a Clifton, that was a Zydeco tribute album, is that, or Clifton Chenier tribute album?
It's a Clifton, it's called A Tribute to the King of Zydeco, a Tribute to Clifton Chenier. Okay. And I'm going to get you the name of that song right now. I'm getting close to it.
I didn't even know that. That's fantastic. Well, the same thing just happened last week because we had Christian Duque. They were so great. You know, they came up and Soul Project Nola played. And,
yeah, great friends.
You know, they're like, here's Wanda, our bass player. By the way, she has a Grammy with John Batiste. You know, I'm like, see, if you people take a step back and think about it, we're not just talking about chopped liver here. You know,
right, right. Yeah, it's the song is called Zydeco Sans Passale, and it's the first track on the tribute record.
Zydeco Sans Passale.
Yes.
Right. Ain't no salt in the beat. That's Passale. Sale is sal, is salt. And that's a famous, famous old song about the fact that sometimes they were so poor they couldn't even get a piece of ham or a bone or pork to put in the beans, so they had it without salt. That's what that song is about.
Gotcha. And from what I understand from Russ is Mick Jagger is the one who picked that song.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. I mean, we've been hearing it done by Zydeco people for years. That's really a great story. Thank you so much. We're going to get that story out there and include it in what we're telling people about, you know, the greatness of what we're presenting in one show with you. Now, you have the honors of kicking it off and doing all these great tributes. You have people like Russ Broussard, the Grammy Award-winning Russ Broussard.
Yes.
And George. And remember now, I want you to come out and do something with George, a little jam at the end somewhere. You guys will figure it out. I don't got to tell you about it.
We don't even talk about those things, but I'm sure something will happen.
I love you, man. I love New Orleans. This is one of the nicest, sweetest, most enjoyable human beings. He is what makes New Orleans, New Orleans. People who don't go there frequently, who think it's just a couple of drunks puking on Bourbon Street, they have no idea. The people of New Orleans do not get enough credit for being some of the nicest people in the world, most hospitable, welcoming people. And we're talking to one right now. And you can meet him. You'll have merch, right? You can do meet and greet and sign merch.
I'll have all the merch. I'll have the new record. I'll have all the old records. I got it on CD and vinyl, shirts, hats, you name it, I got it.
We'll have it all set up for you. It's going to be a great week. It's going to be a 70th birthday. I will never forget, man, with you guys. nice of me to give myself a little gift like that, huh?
It is. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be celebrating with you.
So are we. God bless you. Thank you. John Papa Grows and his great band, A Tribute to the Giants, 7 o'clock in Atlantic City, Wednesday the 27th, 7 o'clock at the Magical and Unique Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point, Friday the 24th of July. Thank you so much, John. Be safe. God bless you. We'll see you in South Jersey at the Shore.
We'll see you soon. Thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Let the good times roll. The great John Groh, and it's really very exciting. I didn't realize that he actually played 7 years with George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners. George Porter is so enigmatic in New Orleans. You know, Nancy and I just look at each other and say, you know, all these people come up and say, who's George Porter? I don't know his music. Because, you know, if it weren't for us for the last, about 20-some years, we've been bringing it to the beach in Summers Point. 15 years, we've been bringing it to the boardwalk in Atlantic City. We're the ones that bring the real, you know, New Orleans R&B, roots, Zydeco, funk. And a lot of people are not hip to it.
we often find in our audiences 10, 20%, 30% of the people there are people who are from New Orleans or Texas or Louisiana, and they're hip to it. You just got to get hip to it, man. You're going to see some of the greatest people in the world, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, John Papa Grows Funk, the Meters. These are the greatest groups in the history of New Orleans music, and they're going to be together in one big funky celebration next week on our 70th birthday week. Remember that everybody is sincerely invited to come out to Josie Kelly's. We're going to have a lot of fun on the night in between those two shows. If they didn't get booked, they would have come, but they both got booked in Pennsylvania on the Thursday night. They're staying with us at the Claridge for the whole week, but they're going up and playing some gigs Thursday night, and one in Ardmore, one somewhere else. Let me thank my friend Rich Gerber. It was so nice to see you, Rich, if you're listening out there. Thank you so much for coming to our gumbo party. It was great to see you. Rich Gerber is one of the experts. Over 47 years, he's been doing it. Rich Gerber Insurance, 609-653-9101. Just give him a call. He'll get together with you and talk about your financial situation, your financial needs, your family, how to do all of the things that we need to do as we approach our old age. Too late for me, but I'm still trying. Long-term care planning, get your steady income blueprint, annuities for income or growth, IRA and pension. Of course, you know, remember that you must start unwinding your IRAs at 73, and Rich is an expert on how to roll them without tax consequences. Those are the kinds of things that wealthy people know about, but everybody can know about them if they just call Rich Gerber, 609-653-9101. I mean, he's got the alphabet soup after his name. He's an expert in so many things. He's now just recently become certified in the Medicare rollover, but tax smart income strategies, market volatility planning. Obviously, there's been a lot of volatility in the markets, and just general planning and strategies, disability income protection, whatever you need to do, Rich Gerber can help you do it. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Rich Gerber, a great guy, and hope to see you more often, Rich. And I want to thank Circle Liquor Store and Smithville Inn and all the people that helped make this so great. I want to thank the Tony Mark team. Hopefully most of them will be at our party on Thursday night, the 23rd at Josie Kelly's, 7 o'clock, open to the public for the concert. We want to have a hell of a week. July is the greatest, and there's no better place to be in July than the Jersey Shore. So celebrate with us. And until we see you at the party and Wednesday night on the boardwalk, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.